for two. Kickers are extra, I give them the boot. Ooh, going for two. Sit back, relax while I grab me a brew. Ooh, now I'm reclining while putting my time and I'm ready to go. My spine is aligning and much my lineups, my bank account grow. I am so rich, but knowledge is all that I'm leaving it with. Ooh, listen to this. Multiple options, how far can I get? Ooh, DFS Dynasty redraft tonight, I'm not finishing last. I'm finishing past any and all, I am looking to last.
What else?
This spot is popping and I am so locked in, and only opening the door when it is opportunity knocking. And all of these spots keep on talking and talking. So what are we talking? What kind of alignment and running it deep? Even players forgotten or came from the bottom or hitting that topping. And this spot is popping, yeah, this spot is popping. And woo! This is the armchair. Yeah. Put up your arms, yeah. Sound the alarm, yeah.
What is going on, guys, and welcome to episode 323 of the Armchair Fantasy Show. I am your host, of course, Jeff Lambert. You can follow me on Twitter at JeffLambert77. Of course, we are live here every Wednesday night on the Going for Two Live Podcast Network on Facebook Live, Twitter, YouTube, and Twitch. If you are on Twitter watching us right now, unfortunately, we cannot see your comments, so go find us on YouTube. It is youtube.com/@goingfortwolive, so you can talk to us during the show. Ryan, what's up, man?
Not much. You think people actually put in the whole backslash thing, or are they just going and put search going for two?
Probably just search
like
going for two.
Like a normal, not psychotic human being.
Probably. You're probably right.
Jeff, you age yourself and you give the backslash. Just go to YouTube and search us. It's cool. It's easy.
All right, that laugh you hear in the background is none other than Gladys. She is a host of two shows on the Going for Two Live Network. She hosts the 2-Point Conversion, which is every other Monday during the off season, her and Jay. And then on every other Thursday, she hosts a podcast called In No Particular Order. And you could follow her on Twitter at Gladys L. Tyler. What's up, Gladys?
Not much. I really like your graphics. I don't think I've seen them before. Are they new?
They are semi-new. Yeah, they've been, I think, maybe about 2 or 3 months I've had them up.
Oh, shit. Maybe, I think I was coming late, so I don't get the beginning. That's what it is.
Yeah, because when I share my screen, you can't see the graphics anymore. It covers it up, so that's maybe that's why. So
the graphics are popping.
So for those that don't know who you are, Gladys, kind of give us a rundown. I know you do more than just host the two shows at Going for Two. You're a writer. You also write some other places as well. Go ahead and tell us about it.
Yeah, I did read that in the show sheet. My bad. I'm sorry.
You're fine. So,
I also write for Going for Two. So I write usually on offense for Going for Two. On Razzball, I write about the sexy defensive side of the ball game. And for Gridiron, I write on DFS and betting. I write for Rotoballer too, but they kind of think I suck, so I don't really write that much for them.
Ouch.
So... you know, it happens. It happens. Everyone can't love you.
Fair enough. Tell us about your show. I know that the second one there
I'm
is
so
kind of
excited.
You. Yeah.
So Ryan was supposed to once again DM me when he wanted to be on the show, which that didn't happen either. Whatever.
Oh, I was waiting for you to DM me for when you're available. My bad. I got
whatever.
You.
Yo, Jamie.
I am not reliable. So I apologize.
That's okay. In the No Particular Order on Thursday, we do mock drafts, and we mock draft literally anything. We've mock draft everything from serial killers to rom-coms, and this Thursday coming up, wait, what is today, Wednesday? No, the next Thursday, we will be mocking the best TV sitcoms in any era, so I'm kind of looking forward to that, so we can
That's
bring
a fun one.
Yeah, my sister is the co-host, and my sister hates sports with like every breath of her body, so whenever we do sports she doesn't want to be on it, so this is like she picked the topic, so we're doing it because last week we did running backs, the best running backs ever, which pretty much Jorge won, but I think I came in a close second. I'm gonna say that
I listened to that one, and Barry Sanders in the second round was just sacrilegious. The fact that he made it that long, I was like, Barry in the second round? No way. He's not a second round pick.
yeah. And then on Monday, Jay and I do the 2-Point Conversion. Jay is a stalwart, diehard Lakers fan. So we will be talking about how the Denver Nuggets have just like spanked his Lakers 2-0 Monday.
It was only one game. Long series. But man, okay. Jokic was a freak.
Awesome. I know. I don't really like professional basketball, but I watch it during the playoffs. And I honestly didn't know that Jokic was that good. Like, I'm like, He's a fucking beast.
He's a beast.
And I love that he has the physique of an out of shape.
Yeah. No, right? It's like,
and it's phenomenal.
He's
he has like chubby kid vibes.
I know he does. And he's like running up and down the court, like making faces at people. I'm like, what is going on?
Because I love him so much.
Anthony Davis is like wind in joke, is like running backwards behind him, going, it was great. Hi, Jamie.
Yeah, Jamie's in the chat. He says Gladys is the best, and that me and Ryan are just all right. All right, so let's go ahead and pay these bills real quick. Today's show, as always, brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Check out their industry-leading best balls leagues with huge tournaments. They got Pick'em's private leagues that I just opened up a private league today. So if you're on Twitter, go find that. We got about 8 people left to fill. Use our promo code GF2 when you do that to get a deposit match up to $100. It's that simple. Sign up, use promo code GF2. Start drafting your best ball teams. We have the little fancy QR code up here in the corner. If you're watching us on like a laptop, use your phone to scan that QR code. It'll set you right up where you need to be. Deposit your money, get your deposit match, and start playing some best ball leagues.
Hey, can you give us that link for that? Because I don't think I saw the link for your league. Although, unless I'm not invited, but that's cool.
I think I sent it in the Going for Two chat. I'll send it to you directly.
I'm not in the Going for Two chat.
You're in the one that you were in, aren't you? You're not in the Going for Two live one, but you're in the other one, I thought.
I'm in the retweet. Is that the one you're talking about?
Yeah, I thought I put it in there. If not, I'll send it to you after the show. All right, tonight we got a great show. We're going to be doing some over and undervalued veterans. We're going to look at just 2023. So we'll be looking at some best ball ADP or some redraft ADP, whatever you want to call it. Then we're going to play a live Weddle game. I don't know if anybody's ever played that game, Weddle. It's something that I found just recently. I found it, of course, on TikTok. Some of these guys do it, and I thought it was kind of cool. So we'll play that tonight. And then we'll do a mailbag. I got a bunch of questions from some listeners and some from our from Going for Two members as well that we'll get to those at the end of the show. But first, as always, we do our nonsense drafts. Let's go ahead and get to that.
Attention, everyone. Let's mock draft.
All right. Today we are drafting the most lovable TV or movie drunks or / heavy drinkers. And as always, the guest goes first. So Gladys, you got the 101 here. So I'm curious, where are you going with this one?
Okay. The only reason that this person, sort of person, is my 101 is for this quote. And I honestly, it's the best quote ever. It's, I like my beer cold, my TV loud, and my homosexuals flaming. Homer Simpson.
Nice.
It's like the best quote ever. I was like, I read it and I'm like, 101. Homer wins.
That is a great choice. And he was my 101 too. I actually wrote him down as my 101. If you didn't take him, I was definitely taking him there. I mean, longevity too. I mean, this guy.
I know, right?
It's been around as long as Monday Night Football almost.
he has the best like one-liners and they're just, he just says them and goes on. It's like, it's not anything special. I'm just going to say it and I'm just going to walk away.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. All right, I'm up at the 102 here, and I got a bunch of names written down. There's a bunch that I want to draft. We can probably actually go like, we go like 15 or 16 picks, and I probably still have some people. But I'm going to take one. Usually I kind of go old school because I don't watch a lot of movies and TV shows. So usually I go to the shows that I watched when I was younger. But this one's a little bit newer. It is Thor from Endgame. When he was the fat drunk, Fat Thor.
Oh, I love Fat Thor.
It was hilarious. So, Fat Thor is my 102 right here. So, Ryan, you're at the 103.
I actually used this on this grouping of people on our show a couple weeks ago, but this really fits them. It's the gang from Always Sunny. Their entire show is based off of them getting drunk. They have such amazing episodes as the Boggs episode, where their goal is to drink 70 beers on a cross-country flight and beat Wade Boggs' drinking record. Or when they are at a restaurant to eat and they see orange juice and soda and they just are confused why there's mixers and no alcohol. That's the kind of drunks we're talking about, Always Sunny, and I love it.
Yes, absolutely. That's a great pick there. All right, Gladys, you're back up here at the 104.
Okay. Do I have another pick after this?
Yeah, yes. You got two more. You got this pick and then one more.
Okay. So this one, then, I'm going with Morris Buttermaker, Walter Matthau's character in The Bad News Bears.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah.
I did not have him on my list. That's a great call.
Wait, who's though. Which bad news? Which what? Which Bad News Bears are you talking?
76, baby, the first one. The original.
Okay.
Tatum O'Neill one. Yeah. Where he's like the one scene where he's in the car and the kid was like, something about you're not supposed to have a gun in here. Or no, he's not. You're not supposed to have an open container of liquor in the car. And he goes, yeah, we're not supposed to have a gun either. So put it away before I do something I regret. <It's> like, he was like unabashedly drunk around kids all the time. And you have to respect that.
That's a great pull.
That's the only way to tolerate kids.
Exactly. Well, how else are you going to play with them? Come on.
All right. Great pick there. Because, yeah, he was not on my list. That's for sure. So at the 105, I'm going to pull a page out of Ryan's book here and take a trio of people. And I don't know if either one of y'all have watched the show Ted Lasso.
But I love Ted Lasso.
The three guys that are always in the bar. I have no idea what their names are, but I love those three guys.
I just started watching it. And they're hilarious.
They are hilarious.
Are they in every episode?
Pretty much.
Oh my God, that's awesome. Yep. At the bar, at that table?
At the same bar. They must live there because they're always there.
That is an awesome pick then.
Yeah, so those three guys are awesome. So I'll go with those three for my 105. Ryan, 106.
We're talking a great drunk who has such quotes as, what is the officer problem? I thought this was America. And that is Randy Marsh from South Park. Getting in drunk fights at his son's Little League games. Having Jack and Crack Halloween parties. The absolute best.
Nice. Jack and Crack. Great. Another one I didn't have on my list. Great, great pull. All right, Gladys, this is your last pick here. What you got?
Last one is Karen from Will and Grace.
Nice.
She always drunk. You say potato, I say vodka. That was like her kind of motto. If it didn't have alcohol in it, why was it there?
Yeah, that's a good one. I looked at that one as well. I wasn't a big fan of Will and Grace. I didn't watch it much, so I couldn't pull that one. But I did see that one pop up on my searches when I was going through. All right, so I am up at the 108, and I got so many good ones left on here. I really want to try to snipe Ryan.
You're not. You 100% are. Okay. I don't even know if you've even heard of the show that my person's from.
All right, fair enough. I am going with, it's a comedy that I know Ryan has mentioned in these mock drafts before for different reasons, but I'm going with Frank the Tank from Old School, Will Ferrell.
Fantastic.
We're going streaking. Yes. Will Ferrell, that was an awesome movie. So that is my last pick of the 108. So Ryan, you get to close this out.
I'm going with the world's greatest spy and fully functional alcoholic Sterling Archer. TV show Archer. He will drink anything and everything in front of him. He will not work sober. And when he does, it's just sick.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of things about that show. I've never watched that show though. I've heard
some good things. I love it so much. It's so funny.
I may have to eventually check
it
that out.
It is pretty funny.
Jeff, I was like, there's no way Jeff's gonna snipe me.
Yeah. On that one. I tried to with the Old School one. I figured you might have Frank the Tank on your list there.
I try to get weird. I don't like the normal answers.
You like the sleepers for sure.
I like the sleepers.
All right. As I mentioned at the top, we're going to be looking at some overvalued and undervalued players, and we're going to be using underdog ADP or redraft ADP, whatever you want to use. And looking at some players that we think are being either overdrafted or underdrafted. And Ryan, why don't you go ahead and kick us off here?
Which side do you want me to start with?
Just pick one. Either one.
I am going to go with undervalued right now. And that's Jahan Dotson. He's going as wide receiver 35 right now. He had 7 touchdowns in his 10 games last year. That put him at 6th in fantasy points per target, 14th in ADOT. 14 in TD percentage, 14th overall touchdowns. That offense has improved at the quarterback position and overall, and he's going to have a full season under his belt, a full actual offseason. Sky's the limit for him, and he's going around some true stinkers. So,
yeah,
I'm all in on Jahan Dotson.
That's a great call because, yeah, I mean, he was something special last year. I really didn't expect much from him in his rookie season, and he showed out in an offense that wasn't very good.
And people have just kind of forgotten about them.
Yep. Yep. That's a good call. All right, Gladys, what you got for your pick one, either overvalued or undervalued, whatever you want to choose.
So I think I did it like a little bit different than what you guys did. I can do it that way. Undervalued. I'm going to go Josh Jacobs, although I think that running backs in best ball are you can wait on them until like, I don't know, 9th, 6th, or 10th round. But Jacobs is going like a 29-4 at his ADP in underdog. And he had 23.5 intended touches. Saquon Barkley, who's going like 2 rounds ahead of him, had 23. He had a 26.5% missed tackle rate last year. And this year he is getting the ball from Jimmy G, who we know is going to hand off a lot. And we know is going to be throwing deep. So he's going to have the extra value of the catches. So I think that Jacobs is slightly undervalued in best ball right now. I think that if you wait, he's going to be, his value will go up, but I like Josh Jacobs as undervalued.
Yeah, that's a good call. And mentioning Jimmy G too, because Jimmy G is a check down type quarterback. He will throw to his running back. So that's a great call there. And he's definitely being underdrafted. All right. So I'm going with Diontae Johnson. He's going wide receiver 39, ADP 77.2. You know, he is going, you know, after some guys like Treylon Burks. He's going after his teammate George Pickens, after Kadarius Toney, after Jordan Addison, who's a rookie this year. He had 147 targets last year. He caught 0 touchdowns on those 147 targets. I have to imagine that if he gets anywhere close to that many targets this year, he will score more touchdowns. I do expect some progression from Pickett to get him the ball a little bit more. I do think that offense will be a little bit more improved. I think a healthy Najee Harris with an improved offensive line also helps a little bit in the passing game. So I don't see how there's any way that Diontae Johnson ends up he's being ranked right now as a flex. He's not even a receiver 3. At receiver 39, he's a flex spot right now. So I will take Diontae Johnson ahead of George Pickens for this season. If we're talking dynasty, different story, but Johnson for this season, I will definitely take him over George Pickens. All right, Ryan.
I'm going to go with my overvalued, and it's kind of, this team's been brought up already. I'm going with Davante Adams. He's going 10.8. He's going 10.8 overall. He was awesome last year, but he was super efficient. He was second in air yards, second in deep shots, second in targets. And now we're going to Jimmy G, who last year was 33rd in both air yards and A-dot in deep ball percentage, and 29th and 24th the year before. So he's going from an efficient passing game to bad quarterback, losing weapons, hitting age 31. That cliff's coming, man. And I'm not willing to take the chance of my first round pick on somebody in that bad of an offense, in that bad of a quarterback who doesn't take chances.
Yeah.
Like 180 targets is so hard to repeat.
Yep. I agree 100%. And Jimmy G on the opposite side of what Gladys was saying, you know, he's not really made a wide receiver one. You know, I know Debo was, you know, a couple years ago, but he did that because of rushing, not because of his receiving ability. So yeah, I think Jimmy G kind of hurts his value a little bit. So that's a good call. All right, Gladys, what you got for your next one?
Okay, so this is where I think that I did it a little different than what you guys did. So I went and I'm doing undervalued, and I picked like the quarterback stack I looked to see who they were playing week 17, just in case I made it that far. And it was Minnesota's playing Detroit. So I think Kirk Cousins is going round 10. Jared Goff is going around 11. If you prioritize their wide receiver ones, and then you can pick them up like in round 10 or 11, I think that both of them are undervalued. Amon-Ra is going round 2. Justin Jefferson's going round 1. Addison is going around 12.
Mm-hmm.
And Sam Laporta is going like 20. And Jamison Williams, who I crazily drafted right the day before he got suspended, is going round 10. So I went with the quarterback stack. If you could somehow manage that, like if you wait on your running backs. And I think that both Kirk Cousins and Jared Goff, just because of who they play in those last 3 weeks when you would be in the playoffs, are undervalued.
Yeah, that's a good call, because you're right. I mean, that's a good way of doing best ball is to stack those last games, because if you make it that far and those games end up being a shootout, that's the way to go. That's what the way the guy that won it all last year, the best ball mania, he won it that way as well. I can't think of who he had in that last game, but he had a stack that was really good.
He had Brady and Evans.
When
they had that outlier game.
Yep, absolutely. That was awesome.
Yeah.
And I don't know why, whenever the chat's popping, whenever I put up the chat overlay, they stop talking. It's like they don't want people to see their comments, so I had to put the chat overlay back because it was just a big blank screen on there.
Jamie's a jerk. I know.
Jamie likes to talk when nobody can see it, and the moment I put him on screen, they can't see him anymore. All right, I'm going to go overvalued, and I love this guy in Dynasty, and I think this is probably why his value is a little bit higher than it should be, because all these Dynasty guys are kind of overdrafting him right now, really excited about him, and I like him, but Jahmyr Gibbs at RB14, ADP 38.6 overall, that's a little bit rich for me. I mean, that's basically a high-end RB2, drafted over Kenneth Walker, Miles Sanders, Aaron Jones, Damian Pierce, and he's right behind Najee Harris. I don't know. The Detroit Lions have not had a good history of making great running backs, you know, especially the guys that are kind of the smaller ones. And Jahmyr Gibbs, as much as I love him, I think he's going to be great. I couldn't risk taking him at RB14 overall. I just don't see him ever getting that potential, at least not in year one and not consistently enough that I'm going to want to take him in best ball league. So he's somebody I'll be passing on at that price point for sure. Let's go around one more time, Ryan. You got another one?
Yeah, I'll go overvalued since she took my undervalued of Kirk Cousins.
Sorry.
That's okay. No, it was a good validation. I'm going to overvalued Calvin Ridley. Calvin Ridley's going as wide receiver 17 right now. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, he's on my list.
He's coming on a team. Christian Kirk had 133 targets. Zay Jones had 121. Ingram had 98. ATN has 45. Where is he getting... being off of football basically for 2 years, where in the Sam hell is he getting wide receiver 17 numbers?
Yep.
It doesn't make sense. These guys all had a crazy connection last year with Trevor Lawrence. I know he's a good receiver and talented, and he had a 13-yard season 3 years ago, but he's time off for football is time off for football.
Yep.
And coming to a team like that, that's young and it clicked together, it's going to be hard to find a role.
Yeah, I had him on my list too. Matter of fact, he was the first one I wrote down when I saw that RC for 17. I was like, damn, that is way too high.
Dude, I couldn't believe when I saw it.
Yeah, Christian Kirk is going like a couple rounds later, I believe.
Christian Kirk's a super value.
Yeah, so on the opposite end of there, Christian Kirk is definitely somebody I would be looking at in that sense. But yeah, great pull on Calvin Ridley. Gladys, you got one more there?
Yeah, overvalue. Kyle Pitts. Kyle Pitts is going round 7 in best ball currently. The last 3 games the Atlanta will play are the Colts, the Bears, and the Saints. In his 2 years, although granted he was hurt last year, but whatever, he's had a total of 3 touchdowns. I believe they drafted or picked up another tight end. Round 7, I think, is a lot of draft capital for Kyle Pitts, who should be a monster, but hasn't really shown that monster-ish kind of thing. And going against the Saints in week 17 kind of bothers me a little bit too, because the Saints defense is a little bit stout. So I think Kyle Pitts in round 7 is too high of a draft capital pay. I think he's overvalued.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's the dynasty people overdrafting tight ends again, because it's not like just tight end premium and underdog. They're getting the same.
Jeff, when did you take him in Scott Fishbowl last year?
That's different. That was tight end premium, and I had a strategy, and it did not work out.
How'd that strategy work out?
It did not work out. I had Kyle Pitts and Mark Andrews, and yeah, that did not work out for me. But in a tournament that size, you got to make some you got to take some shots, and I took my shots, and they missed for sure.
Nice, Ryan.
All right, I will wrap it up here with one more undervalued guy. He was my MVP of my home league last year when I took him to the championship game. He is being drafted at RB43, ADP of 130 right now. And that is Mr. Jerick McKinnon. The Chiefs didn't do anything to address the running back spots. Pacheco's not catching passes. CEH can't stay healthy, and they don't seem to like him as much as they did when they first drafted him. And Jarrett McKinnon's the passing down running back on a team that passes the ball a ton. I don't expect him to repeat the touchdown level that he had last year. I think he was averaging like a touchdown like every five touches or something crazy like that. But I do expect him to be, you know, a really good running back in PPR, obviously, with underdog. And RB 43 is basically free at that point. I mean, McKinnon, I think, has the upside to, you know, to have a couple RB 2, RB 1 weeks easy. So I do think McKinnon is somebody that's being overlooked. And maybe that's because he didn't have a team until just recently. But the Chiefs did finally re-sign him. So he will be a Chief this year. So Jerick McKinnon is my guy, undervalued.
I have a question. So Bijan Robinson's going round 2 and Tyler Allgeier is going like round, I think, 5 or 7. I don't think I wrote it down, but considerably later. Which one would you draft in best ball?
Bijan.
It's Bijan. Well,
in round 2?
Yeah. Round 2, I think, still good for him.
Okay.
Because if we're talking about on underdog where it's not QB super flex, right, he has the path to 250, 300 touches year one.
Yeah.
And I love volume.
Now, I will say,
as a talent, like, it's not complicated. Volume plus talent is good fantasy production.
Yeah. And I will say, too, I do think that he'll have some rookie hiccups this year. But in best ball, the good thing is if he has that bad week, he'll be on your bench. I think he'll have those blow up games where, you know, he's
going to be a mid first round pick by August in startups.
Yeah.
Or in redraft. Redraft, he'll be a top 5 pick, I bet.
Yeah, absolutely.
Top 5?
It's top 5, 7 pick by redraft time.
As long as it's one quarterback and all that stuff, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, if it's one quarterback in redraft time, he's a top 5, 7 pick by August.
All right.
It's real.
Tonight, we're trying something new here. There's this game that I recently discovered on TikTok that we're going to try to play tonight. I don't think Ryan nor Gladys has played this game, but
I have, actually. It didn't click. Garrison had me playing at one point with him.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. All right.
It was a long time, I guess.
Let me pull up the... hold on here. Let me pull up the sheet so we can see it on screen.
Did you cheat, Jeff, and look up the answer?
I did not. I have not cheated. All right, so the game is called Weddle. If you haven't played this before, it's very similar to Wordle, which we're basically going to guess NFL players. And then they will give us the position, the division, the age of the player, I forget what else is on there. Oh, their number. And basically, if it turns yellow, that means we're getting close. Like, if it's a division and it's yellow, that means it's a team in that division. If it turns green, it's an exact match. So if the division turns green, then we got the right division. If the team turns green, then we got the right team. So we're going to start off with just any random player.
So hard is green.
Yeah, just throw out a random name, one of you, and I'll put it in here. Just one random player.
Gladys, is you pick a player.
Travis Kelce.
Travis Kelce. All right. Putting Travis Kelce in there. Ah, and we didn't get nothing. No yellow, no green.
Damn.
Okay.
So
okay.
So basically, Ryan? Let's see. I'm gonna try to do this for the audio people. So obviously, team is Kansas City. We didn't get any color there. Division AFC West. It's not even yellow, which means it's gonna be probably in the NFC.
NFC.
Position tight end. So that's a no. They are gonna be shorter than 6'5", under the age of 33. And under the number 87. So, Ryan, give me your guess here.
Go DJ Moore.
DJ Moore.
I'm trying to think of a mid-age, like some mid-20s.
Here we go. All right. So we got yellow on the division, NFC North. So we know it's in the NFC, obviously. We got receiver green. So we know he's a wide receiver. He's taller than 6 feet. And he's older than 26, and his number is higher than number 2. Go ahead.
Oh, his number. Damn it, that made it harder.
Yeah, the number thing. I mean, between 87 and 2, so we got a lot of numbers to pick from. So we know he's a receiver. We know he's in the NFC, but we know he's not in the NFC North because it turned yellow.
But he's taller than what?
Taller than 6 feet.
Six foot.
NFC West.
All right.
And
pick a receiver from there.
DK Metcalf.
DK Metcalf. All right.
I think he's younger.
He's younger?
He's younger than 26, you think?
Yeah, I think he's like 25. But
so you want to guess somebody else?
I might be wrong. Just go with your gut.
All right. DK Metcalf is our guess. And you're right, Ryan. He is 25, so we were a little off on that. But it is an NFC West, and it is a wide receiver. So we've got the at least the division now in the position. And he is under 6'4", but over 6', under the age of 33, but over 26.
No?
Do it. Try it.
Cooper
Kupp. Oh, wait. No, that's no. That's wrong. It's the wrong division.
Yeah. No, it's the right division. NFC West. We're in the right division.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So we know it's not Seattle because Seattle didn't turn green. Right. So it's going to be one of the other three teams.
What's Cooper Kupp's number?
Cooper Kupp. What number is Cooper Kupp? Because it's going to be a low number because it's higher than 2 but lower than 14.
Oh, so we know I think Cooper Kupp's number is higher than 14.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Who is got? It's got to be a really low number.
Yeah.
Keenan Allen popped in my head, but it's the AFC West. That's the wrong conference because he's number 13. Let's see. I'm going through the 49ers.
How about
what you got, Ryan?
What about Debo?
Debo. Let's put Debo in here and see if Debo.
Nope. No, that guy can't be right. His number's 19. What's Ayuk's number?
11. I think he's 11.
Try Ayuk.
Brandon Ayuk. All right. Let's go with Brandon Ayuk. Wow. So. Lower than 11. Still taller than he's still, you know, IQ was too young. He's 25. So we're in between 2 and 11 now. And it's not the 49ers, so we only have two teams left. It's going to be either from the Rams or the
Cardinals. I don't think it tells you team at all.
It should. It turns green and get the right team.
It's just division. Oh yeah. Yeah. I don't think it does.
No, team is right there next to division on the left hand side.
Who is how old is Rondell Moore? Or what's his number?
He's not tall enough. He's not over 6 feet.
Yeah, he's not over 6 feet. Yeah, I thought about him too. And I thought about Marquise Brown too, but I think he's also shorter than 6 foot.
Darnell Mooney? Or is he not?
No, that's not. He's gotta be the NFC West.
Oh, NFC West, my God. I'm losing my mind.
It can't be D-Hop because I think D-Hop's over 33.
Oh, yeah, he's older.
All right, who's in the... God, the Rams receivers are terrible. I can't even think of any. Van Jefferson? What number is Van Jefferson?
He's a low number.
He's a low number, and he's probably over 6.
How old is Greg Dortch? What's his number?
Greg Dortch is really short, too. I think he's 5'10". But you're right, he's another low number. I'm thinking Van Jefferson. What do y'all think about Van Jefferson?
Yeah. I think he's number 10.
All right, let's do Van Jefferson. Van Jefferson. Ugh.
He's 12. Son of a bitch.
Yeah, so we know it's the Cardinals. We've eliminated every team now. So
all right. So it's a Cardinal and what are the criteria?
The Cardinal, he's a receiver, obviously. He's 6'1" exactly. Older than 26, and his number is lower than 11, but higher than 2. So maybe it is one of those Cardinals receivers. Maybe one of those.
Did you try D Hop?
I thought D Hop is older than Kelsey, but it.
No, he's not. He's like 31.
He's 31. You want to try D Hop?
Try D Hop.
All right, let's go with D Hop.
Dude, the bad part is I can't like picture number like their jersey.
Yeah. Oh, there it is. D-Hop. It's good stuff. So do y'all want to play the hard version? The hard version includes offensive line and defense. Do y'all want to try one more?
Why would we do that?
That's not a defensive show.
Yeah, no.
Fair enough.
I like this version. But
yeah, this version's fun.
This version's fun. Ironically, I actually do better on the hard version than I do on the easy version. I almost don't think about it enough on the easy version. Like, oh, yeah, I know that. And then this ends up being wrong. Whereas in the hard version, I think about it a lot more. All right. So that was fun. So real quick, before we get to our mailbag, here at Going for Two, we do 1 hour podcast dedicated solely to your league. We have a panel of analysts that will come on and we will do an in-depth analyst of every team in your league. We rank them from worst to first. We give you trade advice. We give you ideas on how you can improve your roster. So it's for as little as $8.50 a person in a 12-man league. So if you're doing entry fees right now, just bump it up $8.50 a person in a 12-man league. And we will do one of these personal league podcasts for you. We do Dynasty. We do Redraft. We do Vampire Leagues. We do Superflex, IDP, you name it. We even did Contract League. We did a Contract League about a month ago. So we do everything. So visit goingfor2.com/PLP to book your podcast. Again, that's goingfor2.com/PLP. The POP stands for Personal League Podcast.
Some guy came on.
Go ahead.
Ask Sorry, Gladys. Anything.
That's fine.
Sorry, Gladys. What were you trying to say before I hit the drop?
Some guy came on the 2-point conversion and, or no, on the no particular who had done the, who had done your league with Kyle. Kyle was his coach, I guess.
Oh, nice.
And he was like so excited.
That's
his
awesome.
His team was like, freaking awesome, dude.
Yeah, that's one thing I've noticed with the Personal League podcast is that it's almost always the guy with the best team that reaches out to me first, because it's like a way to brag, right? They're going to like, oh yeah, my team is so good. I want to put this out to the world. And it's almost always that they're either one or two every time. No one with a bad team ever wants a PLP done. That's for sure.
It was good. So you guys do it. Do it.
All right. Mailbag. First one here comes from Jamie, and he's actually in the chat right now. And I think he already made this decision, but I want to get your opinion on these. And we'll go to you first, Ryan. He couldn't decide between Jalen Reed and Marvin Mims. Both are back to back in his rookie rankings, number 5 and number 6. He says now that he's on the clock, he wants to know which one you like better and what are some of the pros and cons of the two guys.
I'm preferring Reed on this because of the opportunity in the landing spot. Because we're talking about path to starting, path to playing time. Other than Christian Watson, you have a lot of questions in Green Bay. I know Denver underperformed last year, but you're behind. Cortland Sutton, Jerry Jeudy, Tim Patrick's back. Like, unless there's injuries, he's going to have a hard time getting on the field. And those aren't like old guys where they're going to be gone right away. It's just the path to opportunity. When you have similar skill sets and like similar value levels on how you believe a player is, it's the opportunity that makes a difference.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one as well. I think it's a tiebreaker, the landing spot. Like we don't want to overreact to landing spot, but at the same time, you got two guys that are in a similar sort of area. Tiebreaker will put them.
If one player is way more talented, take the better player. If they're similar talent, similar draft capital, go with who had the better landing spot.
Yeah. What about you, Gladys? Are you in the same mindset with Jalen Reed and Marvin Mims?
Yes, I am. Because of what you guys said, the landing spot.
All right.
Path to greatness.
We'll go to this next one here. It's a trade here, Gladys. I'll go to you first. It is a 12-team super flex. They are rebuilding, and he's a year or two out from competing. He doesn't say it's tight end premium. So the first one is you get Hockenson. And David Montgomery, that's one side of the trade. Or you get Chig, who's the tight end for the Tennessee Titans. J-Mo, who is Jameson Williams from the Lions, and the 209.
For next year? The 209 for 2024?
Yeah. It says 209. It doesn't say. I'm
assuming this year. It has to be this year. Though.
This year, yeah, because they wouldn't know they're 209 next year. So, yeah, this year's 209. So Hawk and Monty on one side, Chig, J-Mo, and 209. Like I said, it's not tight end premium.
Still, I mean, Hawk is getting, was getting, I don't know if Addison's going to cut into his. Okay, so everyone knows that I think like a redraft person, not like a dynasty person. So I would stick with Hawk. And I mean, the Tennessee guy isn't, it's not equal value there. Jameson Williams is out 6, and he might like come back, and he might be really good. What we saw last year was kind of hit or miss. We don't know. I'm going to stick with the first, with Hawk and...
Hawk and Monty.
Hawk and Monty, even though... Yeah, yeah, I think Hawk and Monty. I'm not going for the 209 and those two other mediocre players.
Fair enough. What about you, Ryan? What are your thoughts here?
Yeah, I've got the Hawks side. If you want to trade away Hawkinson, that's awesome. But wait till closer in the season when teams are getting desperate and they realize their tight ends suck.
Yeah.
Like, it's a marathon, not a race. Like, you're selling, you're kind of selling low now when there's no, like, real excitement for them. And same with David Montgomery. Like, he has, his value's low right now, but if you get an injury in Denver, he's the starting running back, and he's putting up Jamal Williams light numbers because he's getting all those red zone looks. That value's going to skyrocket. You're just selling at a bad time if you're going to rebuild. Just be patient, my friend.
Yeah, that's where I would go as well. And you kind of touched on what I was going to say. Like, in the offseason, it seems like we always think tight end is so deep, and we're getting these guys like, oh, he's going to be so great. And we get in the season, and we're like, yeah, and they all stink. They all suck. So, yeah, you're right. If you're going to sell Hawk, sell him in the season when he's balling out, and everybody realizes that their tight end they drafted, you know, the Cole Kmets of the world, they think that he's going to break out, and he's not playing very well, then they'll want to come for Hawk and pay for him. So I would wait. That question was from CD Velasquez, by the way. All right, Ryan, this one's for you here. This one's from yeah.
Are you okay?
That's a big boy trade.
Yeah, I play in this one for you because I know you're a big supporter of one of the guys in this trade. This is from Palix on the Discord.
I'm a big supporter of all the guys in this trade.
Yeah,
it's how are you seeing this and I'm not?
Should be on the show sheet.
On the show sheet?
Oh, yeah, shit. I don't have that.
I love you. Yes. Yeah. Donald, you're making me look good with the show sheet.
Yeah. Well, you know, how can you not look good, Ryan? Seriously.
All right, so the trade that Ryan is alluding to, he has an offer on the table for Christian Watson, Drake London, and Zay Flowers, all of them to get Ja'Marr Chase, and it's a 10-team PPR Dynasty League. Ryan, what you going to do here? You got three young guys with a lot of upside.
I think I take the pack.
Really?
I'm a very firm believer in getting the elite player. I think Drake London is like a future perennial top 10 player with more upside just based off his target share at the end of the season. Christian Watson has a ton of upside, is their team's number one receiver. You're starting both of them. They should both finish top 18. I know Ja'Marr Chase is the number one or two, depending on who you talk to. I think he's a two. But man. You get the upside of those two, and then you have Zay Flowers' upside too, which isn't as much, but that's a lot. I don't know if I'd be able to make the trade if it was in my inbox, but if I gun to my head right now, I think I'm taking the package.
All right. That's not where I thought you would go. I thought for sure you'd go the other way. What about
you? I mean, I think Chase is, there's some inconsistency from time to time still.
Yeah, it's tough because none of those three guys have really shown us anything. I know Christian Watson had that streak last year of like six or games where he was balling out, but you know, he doesn't have Aaron Rodgers anymore. Drake London is playing for Atlanta with a bad quarterback. Zay Flowers is in a team that's typically a run first team. And if Bateman comes back, is he the number two or the three target on that offense? But Gladys, I'm curious to your thoughts here. Christian Watson, Drake London, Zay Flowers, all to get Ja'Marr Chase.
I think that I would go the opposite way. Because we don't know what Watson and Love are going to do. Drake London's on a team who was last in pass attempts last season. There's no reason to think that they're going to, like, pass more. Ja'Marr Chase is easy money. You know he's going to get, like, at least 30% target share. I would actually I would go with the Ja'Marr Chase. I would not take the package. The package is not big enough for me to take.
Yeah, I think I'm with you, Gladys. I think it's just too many question marks with those three receivers. You can quite literally end up with three guys that you can't start. And, you know, it's not necessarily the favorite of that because everybody likes those guys, but it's very possible that they could end up that way. And I think Ja'Marr Chase is just a proven commodity that I just couldn't let go for that. All right. The next one here is from Tim Treffert. He actually put up a poll that ended, or it didn't end, but it was 50-50 when I looked at it. So I wanted to get your opinion on this one. It doesn't say redraft. It doesn't say what kind of league it is. It's just a straight up poll. These two guys straight up. Joe Mixon versus Miles Sanders. And Gladys, I'll take you first this one.
Joe versus Miles Sanders. Where did Sanders go? Where's Sanders right now?
Carolina.
I think Mixon's is unsteady in Cincinnati. I don't know if they're trying to get rid of him. I don't know if he has. They did draft a running back, and it is a team that likes to pass the ball unless Jamar Chase is out. Miles Sanders in Carolina with a new quarterback and Frank Reich, I would go Miles Sanders because I think that, I mean, a tight end and running back are a rookie quarterback's best friend, and Miles Sanders is in a good, he's in a good spot, and I don't think Mixon is. I think Mixon is on his way out.
All right. What about you, Ryan? What are your thoughts here?
Miles Sanders. Carolina had 295 rushing attempts between Dante Foreman and Chuba Hubbard last year, who are nowhere near the talent Miles Sanders is. They have a young quarterback who they're going to protect. They have a pretty good offensive line. Miles Sanders is going to be in for a big workload.
Yeah.
He's going to tell you in interviews that he doesn't care about your fantasy team, but he's lying. he does out. Care, and he's going to get you those sweet, sweet points.
Yeah, famously last year.
And if it's Dynasty, he's still only 26.
Yeah,
he's which still. Which nobody cares about because he's been in the league forever.
It seems like he's been in forever, but yeah, you're right. He's not that old either. All right, this next one's an interesting one. It's not really a specific player sort of question. It's just sort of a general general question here. And Glass, I'll go to you first. But what are some good rules or laws to keep in your league that keeps going and, you know, keeping fun and fair? Just anything that you think is different or anything that you think is necessarily it's necessary to have in a league that you play in.
Rules?
Any rules, any kind of laws, any fun stuff that you may do in a league, just anything in general that, that you like that, you know, may be different than some other leagues.
I think that one of the things that made one of the leagues that I was in fun last year was each week there was a kind of a different, there was, how do you, it was a different parameter that you had to do. Like, maybe you got the other person's quarterback points, whoever they rostered, you got the points that they had.
Oh,
and,
wow.
Then another week is you, one player, you pick any player on your team would get double points, and the player on another, you pick a player, a position on another team, and they get 0 points. So you could pick the quarterback and they get 0 points. But if I guess right and not play a really good quarterback, then, you know, you're so something that that is unpredictable and that, but again, like I play redraft, so it's always unpredictable, but something like that. It was always every week that someone had to figure out something, a new, each player,
a new strategy, got a every chance, week.
A new strategy.
That, nice.
That's fun.
That would, sounds cool.
Yeah.
What about you, Ryan? You got anything?
Oh, I'm a big fan of brutal quarterback scoring. Like, big-time punishments for incompletion, for completion percentage, heavy penalty on interceptions, heavier penalties on pick sixes, penalties for sacks. Keeps, like, really good quarterbacks separate from scrub ones.
Yep.
And it makes this, it makes things much more interesting, especially for the most important position in football. It makes it matter a lot more. Even if it's not super flex, it's still really good.
Yep. No, I like that. And I have it all my leagues now, too, except for my home league, because they're all a bunch of get off my lawn guys that don't want to change anything. But yeah, in my new leagues, I've got that same scoring where the quarterbacks are separated, you know, by completion percentage and stuff like that. So I agree there. There is one. It's not really a rule. It's more of a league format that I just recently heard listening to Ryan McDowell's podcast. And they kind of did this league just recently that I thought was really cool that I may try this year. So essentially, it's a six-man league. There's only six people in this league, but everybody has two teams, and one team is all NFC players, and one team is all AFC players, and you can't mix and match them. So if a player gets traded in the middle of the season from the AFC team to the NFC, then you have to then trade your player from your AFC team to the NFC. And you basically have two draft picks, you know, during the startup draft. You basically have two picks, but you obviously have to pick NFC or AFC for each team. It makes it very interesting. And the one thing they pointed out is the quarterbacks that are in the NFC are quite horrible. So you had to get one of those guys quick and early, because otherwise you were pretty much screwed. But
Don't tell me when if you start this league. Do not tell me about it. Like for real, just don't. I'm gonna cuss you out. Then I'm gonna join another league. And I'm gonna hate myself. So just don't tell me about it.
Yeah, I'll make sure to send you the DM as soon as I set it up.
Dude, I'm just gonna block you for everything but the show.
Nice. All right, let's do a couple more questions here, and then we'll get to our forgotten player. Let me pick a good one here. All right.
If anyone has a vampire league, I want to play in it this year.
All right, I do a few every year, so I'll let you know when we do them.
You did a few last year, and I wasn't in any of them.
Yeah, I did a zombie league too last year that I created.
Is it zombie or vampire?
Well, I got vampire is the one you want. Zombie leagues, you probably they're kind of a new thing.
Okay.
But yeah, I've done vampire leagues too. I do a couple every year. I do a bunch of redraft leagues like that.
Thanks for not letting me in last year.
All right, let's see. What does Kyle say? Jeff's league mates in his home league are currently yelling at the clouds at night. Yeah, they are a bunch of get off my lawn guys for sure. That league's been going on for 25 years, so they're stuck in their ways. All right, let's see. Let's get one more question here. Let's see. All right, here's one, Ryan. Superflex Dynasty League. He's got some vets from some QB options here that are veterans, but he wants to know if these guys are droppable in Superflex leagues. Zach Wilson, Malik Willis are still on his roster.
Yes.
Even in a Superflex league.
I don't even care the rest of the question. Just stop them. They stink and they're bad. They stink and they're bad. They're lucky their teams don't dump them. Just cut ties, free up space.
Fair enough. All right. That was the easy one.
The Titans have done everything they could not to have Malik Willis on their team. And Zach Wilson is just there. And if he does somehow get start due to injuries, you don't want him.
You don't want him. No, he wasn't good when he was in there. Let me give you one more. I'll give you one more here, Gladys. This one is in a 10-team PPR, one QB. I'm going to assume, no, I guess it can't be redraft because he's got draft picks mixed in there. So one side is Derrick Henry and the 101, so basically Bijan Robinson, or Damian Pierce, Jameson Williams, the 102, so we're moving back one spot, and the 207.
It's a dynasty, son?
Yeah, it's dynasty because he got the draft picks in there. So Derrick Henry and basically Bijan Robinson. It's a one quarterback league, so I'm going to assume that the 102 is probably Gibbs or JSN. So Damian Pierce, Jameson Williams, let's just say it's Gibbs and the 207, which basically in this draft and this trade doesn't really mean a whole lot.
I think I would go with Dynasty. I would go with the second. I would go and get the 102 and the 207. And you have Damian Pierce, who should actually be quite decent. Derrick Henry is, what, on the downhill side of 30 right now? And Tennessee Titans, I heard, were trying to shop him around anyway. And you'll get Bijan, but then you'll just have Bijan, where you could have both the 102 and the 207. I would do the second. I would do Damian Pierce, the 102 and the 207.
All right.
And give up Henry and Bijan.
What about you, Ryan? What are your thoughts here?
I'd take the top without Derrick Henry.
I'd
take Derrick Henry, but I'd take Bijan Robinson just because of what his value is right now and something I give up.
Even though you're getting the 102, I mean, I know Bijan's, you know, so much farther away than the 102, but
yeah. And I love Damian Pierce. Like, I think I'm by far the highest on him ranking. He's either my 12th or 13th running back. Like, I'm a huge fan of him. I like what you get at the 102. I like Jameson Williams, but even if you get 1 year of Derrick Henry and Bijan, right there, your running backs are set this year for 700 carries between the two, and you have a championship contender just out of that.
All right, fair enough. I'll be the tiebreaker here, and only because I recently traded Bijan Robinson for a huge package that I think is actually better than the package that they have here. I will also take the 101 side of things here because I do think Bijan can get a little bit more. Even if he ends up not being as good as we all hope he is, right now everybody thinks his value is super high, so I think you can get more than what you have here. I essentially got three first-round picks, and I don't think you're getting three first-round picks here. I think Pierce is probably a first-round if we were to start over as a rookie draft. Jameson Williams probably is not. And the drop off from 101 to 102 is pretty significant. So I think I'm with you, Ryan. I'm going with the 101 side of things here. All right, let's get to our last segment.
Get ready for goingfor2.com's Forgotten Fantasy Player of the Week.
All right, Gladys, before the show, just a peek behind the curtain. Gladys asked us how far can she go back? She said basically this player might be around even before fantasy football was around. But I said, go ahead and go for it. So, Gladys. Last week, I needed one hint, and I got it. So let's hope I can. Let's see if I can beat that this week.
So I have to give you one hint?
You got
to
give
as many hints you want.
Just as many hints as you want. Just give us some hints. But last week, I guessed it after one hint.
How about if I give you no hints? Okay. I'm going to go.
Roll Campbell.
What?
Should I give us any hints? We're just going to guess random players.
Okay, the playing time was from 20. Okay, I'm switching up. 207 to
1979 to 1987. Okay. I'm gonna need more than that for sure. That's a
he had the averaged double-digit fantasy points in 1982, 1980, and 1983.
Franco Harris.
No.
Rocky Blyer.
No.
Is he a Steeler?
No. But I
knew he went to 70 Steelers, so I know your fandom.
I do like your hat. He played for... I can't tell you who played for. That would just give it away. He's in
what position is he? What position is he?
That's like a dead giveaway.
That's a lot of players.
Tight end. It's a tight end.
Oh, tight end.
Dave Casper.
Nope. He's in the Hall of Fame.
Ozzie Newsome.
Ooh, no, but I almost picked Ozzie Newsome. Good choice.
Who's the guy from the Chargers? What's his name?
He did play for the Chargers.
I can't think of his name right now.
He has
an iconic photo where he's being carried off the field.
He has a son who is currently serving time.
Keller Winslow.
Yes.
Thank you.
That was Jamie. Seriously, he's serving time, Jamie? I knew, but that was Jamie.
Yes. Keller Winslow from 1979-1987. He played for San Diego Chargers, had 1501 fantasy points, 82, 1422 fantasy points, average per game, 1980. And 1308 fantasy points, 1983.
Yeah, that's a good one. Great, great pull. We haven't had a tight end yet, I don't think, since we started doing this, have we?
I think we have, but not that far back.
Yeah.
Greg Olsen was my other choice, but I thought you guys would guess him. I know, that's why I thought you guys would guess him, like, quick, so I didn't pick Greg Olsen.
No, that was a good one. That was a good one for sure. John Lobb would be proud of that one because it was way back in the day. He loves to get those old guys.
I can't believe I thought of other tight ends in that era before him.
Yeah, that's the first one that popped in my head. I was like, I couldn't think of his damn name, but I could picture the photo where they're basically carrying him off the field because he had, like, an amazing game that, you know, I can't remember his name. But, yeah, great, great pull for sure.
Thanks.
All right. Thanks. That wraps the podcast up. Let's go around the room. Give us your Twitter handle. And if you want to plug anything that you're working on or that you just put out, we'll go to you first, Gladys.
Oh, hi. My Twitter handle at Gladys L. Tyler. I think there's an article coming out on Going for Two.
Came out today.
Did it?
Yep.
Thanks. and there should be one coming out next week. We're going to go over the AFC players, and that should be fantasy relevant to you now post-draft. And then, of course, the 2-Point Conversion podcast Monday, where Jay and I will talk probably Lakers basketball. And then, of course, Brittany Griner is her first playing actual game since she got back from Russia is this Friday, so we'll be discussing that a little bit. And then on Thursday, we will be drafting TV sitcoms, the best TV sitcoms, TV, myself, and a drunken Kevin.
Good stuff. Yeah. I love it. Ryan, what you got going on?
Find me Twitter, Foss534. Find me here Wednesday nights. Find me over at the Rookie Big Board.
All right. As always, guys, you can follow me on Twitter at JeffLambert77. Me and Ryan are going to eventually get around to doing some rookie profiles post-draft.
Hope so.
We'll do those hopefully soon.
Really like to talk about those soon.
Yeah, we keep talking about it. We've talked about it since like February, and we just haven't got around to doing it.
Procrastination is... Yes.
Absolutely.
Procrastination leads to masturbation.
Is that how that goes?
I assume so.
Okay.
All right. On that note, for Gladys, for Ryan, I'm Jeff. We will see y'all next week.
Thank you, guys.